Good day, it's Jonathan Miller and Holistic Reality. Today we're talking about Earth Change Awareness. We're presented by SurviveTheChanges.com today. Please visit and find out more information. The annual Earth Day a few days ago on April 22nd is about the concerns of pollution and other aspects of harm to the planet. This event began in 1970 to raise awareness when smog was choking the cities and the Cuyahoga River burned. The chemicals, plastic, and other waste that spoils the environment, and more recently climate change, are other issues of concern. In many towns, a spring cleanup of litter is undertaken on Earth Day as well. The planet is in a serious state with plastic microdust and toxic chemicals everywhere, including in all of us, especially the public poisons. And there's a website, publicpoisons.com, that lists many of these. Now they are rolling out 5G, the fifth generation of Wi-Fi, with frequencies far more harmful to biological life than the previous generations of technology already bombarding us. What are the purposes of plastic chaff, nanobots, coal fly ash, toxic and radioactive metals, and more being sprayed in the atmosphere in the geoengineering aerosols? What are the frequencies zinging around the atmosphere, the woods and fields, our neighborhoods and our homes and cars doing to us? Geoengineering is now being publicly promoted as a method to counter climate change, as though it is just under consideration. However, this procedure has been going on quietly in our skies for 25 years or more. It is probably the main cause of climate and weather anomalies, as well as much of the degenerative illness. The current debate about climate change is not settled science, as those who were promoting global warming agenda try to convince us. There is no such thing as settled science. The proper scientific method is to continually research both new and old information and theories with improved discipline to clarify how things truly work, expanding our understanding. The blaming of normal human activities such as breathing, heating and lighting our homes, and driving our vehicles as the cause of climate change is a strategy of the think tanks serving the elitist power cabal seeking to control almost everything, including us. Real scientists are still trying to determine whether the Earth's climate is actually warming overall, or are we slipping into an ice age of some magnitude, or experiencing a temporary anomaly of unusual solar activity affecting the planets, or is there a periodic visitation to our solar system in progress by a normally out-of-sight large body that affects everything in the solar system? Or are there other factors at play? Stratospheric aerosol injection, another term for geoengineering, has been engaged for decades as strategized in the cabal think tanks and carried out by their non-disclosure-bound agents, serving a multiplicity of purposes. Increasing gradually unannounced but observable geoengineering actions may have actually been a primary cause of harsh weather events and Earth activities that it is being offered to correct. Weather modification is a major purpose of the geoengineering. Rain can be created or forestalled to cause drought. The growth of plants is affected, and both crops and infrastructure are sometimes destroyed by manipulated severe weather events. The frequencies produced by HAARP, H-A-A-R-P, High Oral Research Project, there's another word in there, but High Altitude Auroral Research Project. But the HAARP frequencies, and that has been decentralized now to smaller locations. There used to be a large antenna array in Alaska for many, many years, but now they have smaller units that broadcast these frequencies off of the metals in the sprays in the air to move and intensify storms or droughts, possibly affecting earthquakes as well, and also are being used in the Arctic Circle to melt ice and release methane, but that is a dangerous threat to our planet. That's a major contributor to the climate change issue. At the same time, there are other purposes of geoengineering and frequencies beyond weather control, such as reduced intelligence, mind control, and depopulation. A lesser-known theory, then, of one possible purpose of artificially routine clouding in the sky with the geoengineering aerosols, and if you look for it in the late part of the day, it's usually in the western skies around the sun. But another purpose may be hiding an approaching space body, a second sun or planetary system that periodically visits our solar system. The common term for this is Planet X. There's a lot about this on the internet, including photos and videos. The theory is that officials do not want the public in a panic, so they hide this. Eventually, it probably will not be able to be hid, but powerful wealthy planners have arranged for the manipulation of information, including raw data, and funded the researchers who support their objectives of imposing karma taxes on all this and justifying population reduction and restrictions to more on us all to basically control us and more deeply enslave humanity with their Agenda 21, also known as the 2030 Agenda, that will restrict a lot of human life on the planet. Aware people are working together to expose the global control plans and poisoning that they're doing, and all this being implemented by the elitist cabal and their agents. Please help by joining or initiating efforts to raise awareness and stop the intentional harmful public poisons and the frequencies, especially the 5G that is being rolled out, which is, like I said, extremely harmful to living things and possibly will either be utilized to further implant thoughts in our minds, so control our minds that we don't have any independent thought, and possibly even worse, shorten our lives or worse. So learn about detoxification, about organic superfoods, and all these can do to help withstand these abuses and to be healthier. Please visit survivethechanges.com for details on many of the challenges we are facing and how to be prepared, as well as reallywell.com, where we have outstanding natural health information and products, and you can get access there to our other websites about the cabal and poisons and about the holistic reality, where we have the archives of the program at holisticreality.com. Well, thank you for listening. Now is the time to move with purpose, the time to understand.
It's not too late for getting started, and never too soon to show the world the dream's alive. It's never parted. The time has come that it's unfurled. Now's the time to move with purpose, and now's the time to seek and find. Not too late to make a difference. It's never too soon to raise your mind. We've been waiting for this fog to pass away. We've been waiting for the darkness to subside. We are building the road of a new day, but don't seem to know whether to go or whether to hide.
Are we too busy? Are we too stressed? Or don't we know what to do, who to be, or where to go? It's time to understand, find out who I am. It's time to understand.